Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I hope you are having a fabulous February. So here we are, starting the second month of the year, the new year, new decade, blah, blah, blah. What have you done so far this year to make the changes for the life you want to create? Okay, the same old is not going to get you to a new way of being. You cannot keep doing the same things and get a new result. You can't keep dating the same type of guy. You can't keep going to the same job with the same people if it's making you unhappy and expect something to change. Now, all change comes from inside. Okay, we all know that. Well, some of us know that. All changes start inside of us. And what really does that mean? That means we have a new thought. Something new pops in our head. A new little thought pops in. And in that moment, we have a feeling of relief. Now it's up to us, 100% up to us, to accept that new thought. That's a good thought. Or to reject it. Throughout the day, we have millions of thoughts, probably millions, depending on each person individually, at least thousands of thoughts run through our mind all day long. How many of the same thoughts are running through your mind? How, and excuse the term, obsessively, are you thinking about the same thing? And if you are obsessively thinking about the same thing, is it a Ferris wheel that goes around and around and around with the exact same thought pattern? You think this, oh, I hate my job. I can't stand these people. My boss is this or that. And it just keeps going, and it gets to be more of a program. Now, the first time you think something, a little synapsis, a little point in your brain is created. This is how a belief becomes in your life. A belief that turns into a program that becomes very difficult, so difficult to change. We have a thought, any thought, good, bad, or indifferent. Oh, I just licked this chocolate fudge ice cream. I like it. And because there's so much feeling behind that, that's going to become a belief much more quickly, okay? Just like if you put your hand on something hot and you burn it, it instantly a belief. This is hot, I'm burned, I don't like this. Instantly, this is good chocolate fudge ice cream, I like this. Instant beliefs, okay? There are other ones that happen much slower but are much more damaging to you. So if we have a belief, well, first, let's back up. We have a thought. And then that thought, every time we think it, there's two points in your brain. Okay, so in the beginning, it's just one little spot in your brain, a synapse in your brain. And then you think that thought again, and all of a sudden, there's two points, and they might be, let's say, a millimeter apart. And then you think that thought again, and it has now a dialogue or a story with it. So those two points get further apart, but and they get stronger. So the first point is the original thought. The next point is where you've brought that thought to this point. And the line between them, that whole synapsis, that new belief or program in your brain is getting stronger and stronger every time you think it. True fact, scientifically proven, even though I'm not using scientific words, just because I don't know all the scientific words for it. And I think bringing it to you in this way is a little bit more effective. Well, that's just my thought process. So what do you need to do to break this? First of all, start thinking only of the positive things in your life. Even if you can't think of the positive thoughts for this particular situation, work situation, love situation, think only of the good things going on in your life, okay? Second, and this is so stinking powerful. This is so stinking powerful. You cannot imagine how powerful this is. Every time you start to go down that synapsis or that negative thought process, instantly stop yourself, change the subject in your mind, change the subject with other people, and go into a completely different topic to begin with. Down the line, you can change that dialogue to a positive dialogue, but right now, whenever you talk to yourself, whenever you're having those mind thoughts, just change it as quickly as you can. Now, the universe and the angels are always trying to help you. They'll throw positive thoughts in, but we argue, right? We'll get this positive thought like, he hasn't called, he must be out, and then we'll hear, maybe he's just busy. Okay, it's our choice to go, yeah, you know what, probably that's true. Or, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow, and it's going to be horrible, it's Monday, another week, I can't take it. But then you hear this thought, maybe it'll be better, or, you know, find another job, whatever that thought is. And it's up to you. It's up to you to own that thought, to take action on that thought, or to take that thought, you know, your negative thoughts, to completely ignore the positive thought and to take your negative thoughts even further. I'm going to ask you to take a challenge that this whole week until next Monday, you stop, just block yourself, create a new inner dialogue. Don't, if work is a negative point for you, if a relationship is a negative point for you, just completely block it out of your mind. And I know you say you can't because you have to show up every day or you're so worried about it or whatever, but you can. But you can. So, and the way you can do this is by simply 100% finding action steps in another direction. So action steps in another direction are looking for another place of employment. I do not recommend you look for another partner until you're completely out of the situation you're in. And again, people say, I can't break up. I'm going to hurt this person. Well, a pity relationship is no relationship. And get your ego out of the way. Anyone so arrogant to believe that they're so important in somebody else's life that it will devastate them if they leave, get that ego out of there and realize, just realize that if somebody was staying with you because they felt sorry for you or they didn't want to hurt you, you would have them out the door so quickly because we're resilient. We are so resilient. Okay, having said all of that, just change where you're coming from and how you're coming from. These perspectives and get to a new perspective, which will lead you to a new outcome, which will lead you to a new life. Now, I cannot stress this enough. The way we feel, I want you to write this down. The way we feel and how we think in a moment, throughout the day, throughout the week, and throughout the month will determine what our tomorrow looks like. Because we're not crazy, right? You're not crazy. I'm not crazy. So whatever you're thinking has to show up. Otherwise, you would be, say it with me, crazy. Right? So God is not going to prove you crazy. He's going to prove you right. So the universe isn't doing this thing, and then you're going, see, I was right. The universe did this to me. No, 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 no. Back that up. Back that all the way up. Rewind that all the way to the first concept of that first thought that said, the worse it gets, the worse it gets, and that first thought of, it's never going to get better, and there's never enough. Back it all men are like this, all women are hoes. Oh, that just kind of flew out of there. They're not. Men are awesome. There are so many amazing, amazing, amazing men out there. Amazing. I can tell you I have at least 30, 40 male friends that are fudging amazing men. 100% amazing men that I would love to see with an amazing woman. Yeah, I have at least a minimum and clients that are flipping amazing men and women that I would love to see with amazing partners. Okay, so let's go back to that first thought, that very first thought, and realize that because you're not crazy, and you're not, I just know this, I'm psychic, you're not crazy. What you are thinking, you are creating. Now, this doesn't mean if you start thinking, oh, I'm a rap star, you're going to be a rap star. Maybe you are. Maybe you could make hilarious raps. Heaven knows I do in the shower usually. Is that too much information? I think it is. Okay, let's get off that. And what it means that if you see yourself in a better place consistently every day, if you see just minute changes in your mind, monumental changes will show up in your life. Prove me wrong. Come on, prove me wrong. I want you to see changes in your mind, and if your life doesn't change, if you have consistent positive thinking in your mind, and your life doesn't change, I give you permission to blast me all over the place and say I was wrong. Okay? I'm okay with that because my ego is not involved in this. These messages are coming straight from above. Now, I know I should get to callers, but they want to say so much to you today. They want to talk about how you create money, how you create love. And by the way, you create money by being in a place of self-love and being happy. This is a feeling planet. See, they're not letting me take a caller yet. This is a feeling planet. Whatever you feel, and you cannot fake it with the universe. You can fake it in bed. You can fake it with your coworkers. You can fake it any place you want, but not with the universe. The universe knows the essence of your energy. Ooh, that was beautiful. The universe knows the essence of your energy. For the sake of this, we're going to go 1 to 10. Your energy is either at a 1, which is very low, or a 10, which is very high. Now, there's literally negative a million to plus a million for energy levels, and even beyond that. Okay, so negative a million is severely depressed, let's just say. Constant anxiety attacks, and then plus a million is euphoria. Okay, let's just, for the sake of this. Now the universe knows and feels it. You are in alignment with some level of energy in the universe on this planet. The higher you are, the more that just flows to you. Now think about this. Your best day, some of your best days, you ran into the greatest people who were also on those high energies. So the more you stay in those high energies, right, the more all of that comes to you. And the easier everything gets. Job offers come to you, the right lovers, partners. We don't want just lovers. We want partners. I know. I'm sorry. The right partners come to you in business and in bed. I mean, in relationship, not in bed. Where is my head today? Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, at least I can laugh at myself. Okay. And thank goodness I'm not on screen right now because I'm 100% red in the face right now. So I'm just totally blushing about this. Okay, so let's get back on this. Not on that, but on the whole universal energy thing. Oh, come on. Most of us are adults here. So the higher your frequency, and let me tell you, just get one minute there. And don't worry about being there on that high energy for the rest of your life, okay? That's a lot of freaking pressure. Just worry about being in that energy just for this moment. Remember, everything is perfect in this moment. Nothing is wrong in this moment. Even though you're going to go, yes, it is. I don't have a job. I don't have a partner. I'm so lonely. My bills are due. They're overdue. I'm about to get evicted. No, just stop. Stop. That's a freaking program. Just like a computer virus, it's a program in your brain that you are making more and more solid and you're letting it run your life. Go back to a time when everything was really, really good and feel that energy. Take that breath in, let it go, and feel that energy of peace and good. And when you feel that energy of peace and good, everything falls into place for you. Miracles start to happen. Now, we think of miracle as some big monumental thing, but let me tell you something. Miracles are available every second of every day for every single one of us. Mm-hmm, they are. That's another challenge. Stay in that place of peace and joy. And watch how the coincidences line up. Somebody mentions a job in a checkout line to the person in front of them. That's the perfect job for you. Somebody bumps into you and it's the perfect partner for you. I don't know. These are random things coming out. But in those moments of happiness and joy, you're in perfect alignment with the universe for all that is good. And the universe will keep proving it to you again and 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 again. And we're going to go to caller 612. Hello, 612. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christiana from Minnesota.
Hey, I'm Midwestern. Love that. So how can I help you today? What's your question or connection?
Can I ask any question?
One question,
doesn't matter.
Anything you want.
The other day I heard someone talking to me when I was in bed, but I couldn't decipher what they were saying. Are you able to connect with that?
Yeah, actually, congratulations, by the way. That's awesome. I love, 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 love hearing that. So this is either a mom or a grandmom, because I'm hearing mom, 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 which would mean it's a female on the mom's side of the family, or like I said, mom or grandmom, and I'm getting that they are letting you know they haven't gone. They may have left their physical body, but they did not leave you. And they are letting you know that there's a tremendous amount of love for you. It's going to get better, that you have been like speaking the dialogue you have been speaking, the words you have been saying to yourself have been very like downtrodden, very okay, so let's just get that whole thing and let's get to what this person, this woman wants you to bring it up. And in saying that, what they're saying is, oh, God, they just keep saying, I love you, 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 I love you. Don't be so sad. Everything's going to work out. Everything's okay. We're here with you. We're all here with you. We're working to get you where you want to be. The world is yours. You are the pearl. You are the pearl and the oyster. You're the pearl. You're the pearl. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I don't know why they're using that analogy. When I say they, it's this woman, your angels and ancestors. And they want you to know you're going to have a lot more communication coming in. Pay attention. Listen to our words. Feel us. Okay, so feel us, and then take action. You know what to do. You're not doing what you need to do. Just do what you know is right or what you want, and don't worry about the fallout on the other end. Do these messages make sense to you?
I think so, yeah.
I hope so. That was a lot that came out. I hope it makes sense. So the other thing that, are you procrastinating a choice?
Yes.
Is there something you think or know you should be doing that you're not doing?
Yeah.
Okay, they're saying just do it. Stop being afraid. Don't be afraid. It's all going to be okay. Just do it. They're there, they're guiding you, they're going to help you through it all. Okay, sweetie? We love you, I love you. And you are hearing the messages correctly, okay?
Okay.
You are. So don't doubt it, okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you for calling in. I'm so grateful I was able to talk with you today. I hope you have an absolutely amazing, just an amazing rest of the year. And I'm going to go to caller 551 next. Hello, 551. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I was just calling to see what do you see going on with my relationship?
Okay. Do you know if there's another person involved in this?
I'm not sure.
But you think you have a feeling about it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say in the most delicate way I can. Trust your feeling. You're not wrong. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yeah.
Trust
well,
your
we broke up
You're-
on... We broke up on Tuesday, but he left me at the hospital. Was he gone with the other person?
Yes. But you already knew that, didn't you?
No.
Well, if you're asking, you had a feeling about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were hoping that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
But deep down... in your heart, you kind of had a feeling, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really sorry I'm so sorry. This isn't easy. I know that. But here's what I think. Give me the truth and let me make solid choices based on that truth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do what I need to do, what's best for me based on that truth. Listen, girl, we be queens.
Was
we can get over anything,
always,
right?
Yeah.
Let's not go there. Let me say this to you. You're the queen. You're the prize. You need to find someone who sees in you all that you are. Okay? You need to be in that place where you are 100% knowing, feeling that you are loved by this person. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. And that needs to be from day one till day done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if I tell you there's somebody else coming in as soon as you like, they're showing me brush this off your shoulders, brush it off. What is that song that's out? Put my hair back, check my nails, baby, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm good as hell. Okay, you are good as hell. I'm going to tell you there's somebody else coming in. This person, you should, given the fact that you let this go, let it go, let it go, let it go. By June, there should be somebody in your life who is going to be a significant partner, meaning either a little bit more, a little bit longer term, and this person is going to treat you much better than the last person. But you have to go into this knowing who you are. And this doesn't, you know, some people think going into it knowing who I am means being bitchy and bossy and controlling. Can I say bitchy on it? Well, now I've said it twice. Whatever. that's not what that means. That means know that you are divine. You are God's little girl. You are beautiful. And knowing that you are the whole package. If you're not the whole package for this person, then go. But I'm the whole package for somebody. And I'm going to find that body.
Do you know if it was like hit the children, the mother?
Can we not go there? And can we focus on your future and not his scandalous behavior?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Because you know where that takes you? That's that whole thought process. You know, when something's done, you just need to let it be done. And then you need to go and have some fun. So,
okay.
Like, if I break up with a dude, I'm taking a weekend in Florida because I got me some solid friends there that are going to take me out, get me drunk. Okay, not get me drunk, sorry. Yes, get me drunk. Get over this, lay in the sun, and get on with my life, okay?
Okay.
So you have to let go. You have to know who you are, and you have to move on saying, you know what, I deserve better. I deserve better. I deserve someone who sees all of me as all of everything that they want and need. Done and done. That's it. Don't worry about what, where, who he's been. You worry about you and your future and where you're going. And that is it. That's all you can worry about. I'm going to tell you, if you let this go now and you just take care of you by June, even possibly March, but for sure by June, somebody new is going to be in your life and they are going to be magnificent. But I need you to own all of you. I need you to not let think I need a guy to fill me. I need a guy to complete me. We don't need anything. We don't need anything. We've been good on our own for how long? You only need to be all about you in the sense that you're taking care of you and you know who you are. And then let a guy in to be that perfect partner, okay? And by June, you should be in a significant relationship that will take you to the next level, okay, sweetie?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in today. I hope that that was helpful, and I really, really, really hope that by you let this go. Don't worry about the past. Just move into the future.